Hello, I'm Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke, and here I am again, and I come straight to the message today. Just the day before yesterday, I spoke to you about turn from Acts chapter 26, verses 17 and 18. And I would like to continue now with turn number two. Let me quickly give you the context of it. In Acts chapter 26, Jesus is speaking to the Apostle Paul, and he said to them that you shall open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Now, as I already mentioned, this seems to be a complicated scripture, but actually it is very clear and very powerful. Jesus said, people must turn from darkness to light. And I explained it this way. If the sun shines from behind, you throw a shadow ahead of you. And that shadow, when you stand up, will not go away. When you walk slowly, it will go ahead slowly. When you jump, it jumps. When you run, it runs. The point is, nobody can run away from his shadow. And shadow here in this context, I believe, speaks of darkness. And the Bible, when the Bible speaks about darkness, it speaks about misery, it speaks about sorrow, it speaks about tears and fears and all the rest of it, oppression, depression. That is the darkness of which the Bible speaks. So God doesn't say, run away from your darkness. He says something else. He says, you must turn. Turn from darkness to light. So when the sun shines from behind you, let's say, you cannot get rid of your shadow, no matter what you do, except you turn. You can run away, but you can turn away slowly, slowly, by calling upon the name of the Lord. Say, oh Jesus, save my soul, break all the bondage, break the staff of the oppressor, as the prophet Isaiah mentioned, called it rather. And then, every time you call on the name of the Lord, maybe three times in a row, or five times, or just maybe one time, you will turn around 180 degrees. And then what happens? The sun shines from the front. What happens to the shadow, to the darkness? Get thee behind me, Satan. If God be for us, who can be against us? The light of God, the light of the world, Jesus said, I am the light of the world, is now part of your walk and of your light. Instead of stepping into darkness, you step into light every time you move a foot. Amen. Now, that was my main message last time. Today, I want to tell you something more. You also need to turn away from doubt. Why? Because doubt is also darkness. I just explained it to you. Doubt is darkness. You must turn away. Just as Jesus said, you must be born again. You cannot doubt God and then ask Him to save you. Because doubting God is a great dishonor to God. Without faith, the Lord says in Hebrews, you cannot please God. Don't doubt God. But, well, let me put it simple. Why always doubt God? Why can't you doubt your doubt? We know that the devil is a liar. We know that he deceived Adam and Eve in the garden. He's a deceiver, he's a murderer, and he is causing doubt in human minds to keep them out and away from the love of God. Isn't that true? So, some people are very clever. They know everything best. They know everything best. One young man said to me, I heard you preach, and I like what you preach. I feel I need to receive Jesus in my life. But my high school teacher says the opposite. And now here I am, he told me. I don't know whom to believe. Oh, I said, my dear young friend, if I were you, I wouldn't hesitate one moment. Your teacher lives today and may be dead tomorrow. I won't put my trust into someone who can die the next day. But the Word of God, the Bible, is the rock that never shakes. True today, true tomorrow, true in eternity. If I were you, I would know into whom to put my trust. Trust in Jesus Christ, and you won't build on sand. You will build on solid rock. What about that? What about that? There is no fear, there is no tear, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Some clever guy once asked me if I knew that there was fear and there was imagined fear, whether I knew the difference. I said, is there a difference in the pain of these two fears you are talking about? No, 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 he said, there is no difference in the pain. I said to him, if there is no difference in the pain, I don't want to know the difference. If there is no difference, why are you talking about it? I think one day I met a lady, and I think she may have had some imagined fear. That was the closest I ever came to it. She said to me, please pray for me. I can't sleep, I can't sleep, I can't sleep. But then I asked her, tell me please, why can't you sleep? She said to me, because my dog is barking all night. I was so surprised. I never heard anybody say that. And then suddenly I realized I had the answer. I said, dear lady, if I were you, I wouldn't be addicted to Valium. I would give the sleeping pill to the dog. Let the dog have a good sleep in the night and you will also sleep well. You know, I'm not joking about people, but I'll tell you one thing. If you turn to Jesus, the Lord will heal you and give you the right answer on how to handle things. Turn from doubt to faith, and you will stand and live on the rock of all ages. Come on, say amen. Let's say amen together, wherever you are listening. Jesus said, in Mark chapter 5, verse 36, he said, do not fear, only believe. You know the context. You've heard that before. Only believe. I used to think that the emphasis was on believe. And then I realized, no. The emphasis on both words, only and believe. Jesus said to these doubters, only believe, because everybody has the ability to believe. Let me illustrate it. If you are hungry, I would say to you, only eat. Any problem? Of course, no. Show your teeth. You can eat when you are hungry. Only tired? Any difficulty? No. If you are tired, sleep. But not now. I still have to talk to you. You see, Jesus said only, because it is as easy as that. He said, if you fear that an impossibility will eat you up, only believe. Put your trust in the Lord. Because the moment you put your trust in the Lord, faith comes into your heart. Faith brings peace into your mind. It's so wonderful. You can believe. Say, Lord, I do believe. I never pray, Lord, help my unbelief. Because my unbelief needs no help. I always say, may my unbelief die. But I pray for my faith. Do the same. Just get on the side of faith in Jesus' name. And you will see a miracle like we saw in Luke chapter 5, verse 36. Isn't that wonderful? And then he says something more here, and I would like to continue. We must turn, first of all, from darkness to light, then from doubt to faith, it goes without saying actually, and from the power of Satan to God. From the power of Satan to God. You know what that means? You change territory. You see, Satan, in Satan's territory, Satan's laws are active. The laws of fear, the laws of addiction, of evil habits, where opiates reign and alcohol rules. That is the law in Satan's territory. But by receiving Jesus, coming to Christ, you change your territory from this world, the evil of this world, to the kingdom of God. Turn from the power of Satan to the power of God. In the kingdom of God are the Beatitudes of Jesus ruling. No special efforts. The Lord will give you the strength to live the laws of the kingdom. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. Evil habits are broken. As I said already, the stick of the oppressor is broken. He won't lash out at you anymore. The joy of the Lord is your strength, your salvation, and your healing. Are you blessed? Let me know. Let me know the burdens that you carry, that you now throw off your shoulders by turning to Jesus from the power of Satan to the power of God. Amen. I want to pray with you now. If you want to receive Jesus this very moment as your Savior, then say, Lord Jesus, this moment, by faith, I turn from the darkness of my life into your Son. You are the light of the world. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Forgive me my sins. Accept me as your child. I put my faith in you. I believe your word. I deny all unbelief in you. I receive your salvation now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If you have prayed it from your heart with your lips, I say to you, you have received it in Jesus' name. And now let me pray for your healing. Oh Lord, I know here are thousands who are sick and pray for their healing. I join their prayer of faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, our healer, and our deliverer, I break the power of Satan in your life. In the name of Jesus, your spine shall be healed. In the name of Jesus, you shall receive a new heart. No more irregular heartbeat. No more. Be healed from rheumatism. Be healed from your bone sickness, from your spinal cord sickness. Be whole, healed from tumors of all kinds. And I thank you, Lord, that you let dry up every tumor, brain tumor, spine tumor, muscle tumor, cancer shall leave you now. You shall walk, even if you have never walked before, in the mighty name of Jesus. Accept it. Say amen. Accept it. And let me know here on your replies what Jesus has done for you now. I will look for it and pray for you again. Please do it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, I bless everyone that has been listening to me. May they pass it on to their friends, unsaved or sick, that they also will receive their salvation as they hear me preach and speak from the Holy Word of God. In Jesus' name, I pray and believe on your behalf. God bless you. God willing, until tomorrow. Hallelujah.